Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening. As always, talking today about whether the Eagles' offensive issues are the players, on the players more, or on the coaching staff. Because, you know, Kevin Petullo's getting a lot of heat right now. Nick Sirianni's getting a lot of heat right now. So the offense, you know, for an 8-2 team, has been what's wrong has been the hot topic. It was looking, and I don't think Orlovsky mentioned this in the quote. And Dan Orlovsky, actually, we'll see what Dan had to say first. Whether the Eagles can win the Super Bowl with the offense playing the way that it is.
Right now, this is why I say this offense can't win the Super Bowl, is because it's the deadly combination of two things. Way too many three and outs and not nearly explosive enough. Okay, so right now, three and outs, they're the worst in the NFL. I can have you be a three and out offense if you're unbelievably explosive. They're worse than middle of the pack and when it comes to explosive plays. Or I can have you just be an explosive offense if you're crazy efficient. But they're neither. And so there's that deadly combination of they either get a three and out or they have like one explosive play a quarter. That's not going to be good enough against teams like LA, against teams like the Seattle Seahawks. It's going to come back to bite them unless they fix it.
So, you know, people love, and it matters, talking about the stat that they're number one in red zone efficiency, issue being that they're not in the red zone enough, and that's right. Because they're not. So, right. I looked earlier this week. So, the Eagles have, from a yardage standpoint, the Eagles are 25th in the NFL in terms of yards per game. Mm-hmm. I looked through the history of the Super Bowl era. So, no team has ever won the Super Bowl with an offense that is 25th in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The worst that I saw, there's some in the teens. The worst that I saw was 08. The Pittsburgh Steelers were 22nd in the NFL. Now, they did have the number one defense in the NFL as well. Mm-hmm. So, if the Eagles were to win the Super Bowl with the offense performing as it has the whole year, if it doesn't get any better, they would certainly be an outlier. Mm-hmm. You know, they would... You would have to say that even if we put the 2 weeks aside, even if we look at the whole collection of the offense this year, mm-hmm. certainly has to be more consistent than has been to win Super Bowl.
That's the good thing about us, meaning us here in Philadelphia versus someone nationally. We watch every game.
Yes.
We live every series. We've lived through all those three and outs, right? We live through those halves of, what the hell is wrong with the offense? We can't get a first down. They can't score any points. We lived through that those first four games. Then they had a couple games in there where they seemingly got it corrected, and then you've had the last two games. I totally agree with you. I don't believe if they continue to play offense at this level, we're going to be back-to-back champions. Here's the only solace I can take in where we are. They're 25th in offense yardage-wise through 10 games.
Yep.
Not 17.
Not the end of the year.
Yes. So it's not the end of the year. It's not the playoffs or next week, and this is who we are. So I say that to say we can get better, but they have to get better.
Yeah.
And I know I threw out the 30 points a game yesterday. I'm mostly saying they will be better going down the stretch here. And how much better? I don't know. Part of this, Spike, when you have a defense that's playing well, and if they are going to play to the standard of 16, 17 points a game given up, then maybe you can win when an offense that scores 24 points a game, 25 points a game.
Yeah, I think really the three and out thing is such an issue because you're going to have the defense on the field more than you want to have them on the field.
Yeah, and that'll catch up to you.
Just like we'll get to the third quarter, the fourth quarter. Now, the funniest thing about what Orlovsky said, and this is the most confounding thing about the Eagles, is he goes, you can't beat the Rams. And it's like, well, we
already beat the
already
Rams.
Beat the Rams. Yeah. I hear what he's saying. I understand what he's saying. But yeah, it is. That's the most mind-numbing thing about the team is that everything that you watch feels like they can't do it this way, and they just keep doing it.
And again, I believe they need to get better, and I believe they will get better. But if I'm an Eagles fan, one of the reasons why I'm not panicking just yet is because the defense has started playing the way that they're playing. And I come from an era where defense can lead you. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I watched Baltimore win the Super Bowl. I watched Tampa Bay beat us and win the Super Bowl with those defensive players. Right? I've seen Seattle win the Super Bowl. Right? I saw Pittsburgh win the Super Bowl with a second-year quarterback and Ben Roethlisberger being led by their defense in a running game. I understand this is a passing league, but what I look at, Spike, that kind of gives me a little comfort is that I look around the rest of the NFC and I continue to say to myself, none of these teams frighten me.
Especially if you're home.
They just don't.
Yeah.
They just don't, man. These teams, and I understand the Rams are very good. I do. I'm not worried about Seattle. I'm not worried about Tampa. I'm not worried about Detroit. And a lot of these teams, we already have the tiebreaker over, so they're going to be playing here. Now, if you want to go to the AFC, is there a team in the AFC where I'm like, there's no way the Eagles are going to beat that team?
No.
If they play Denver, if they play New England, even Buffalo, who has the great Josh Allen, and I'm not tongue-in-cheek there, the great Josh Allen, he has to overcome his own defense.
Well, they're 31st in the league in rush defense.
That's
in
what Buffalo. I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that sort of keeps me sane, even though I do understand all of the question marks that are out there. Sometimes you have to look at your circumstances around you, too, and say, okay, we don't have to be the high-flying 30-plus point-per-game team to win.
Which is what, and this is something you touched on yesterday, which is what all the leak stuff makes you nervous, because you just want to say to them, guys, look around. As bad
you know
as it is.
Not to correct you and stop you, and I'll let you finish. Not makes me nervous. Pisses me off.
Right.
Pisses me off. Yeah. Seriously. Because it's like, dude, what are you guys doing?
You can win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. And who knows? You don't think another team's going to become some powerhouse in the coming years, but it could happen.
Yep.
And you could be in a situation with there are teams sometimes where you look and you say, well, we ain't beating them.
Right.
And that doesn't exist this year. 215-592-9494. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. What's the bigger issue with the Eagles offense, personnel or coaching? 83% coaching. We'll hear what Greg Cosell had to say right after we talked to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Yo, what up? What up, y'all? What's going on?
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man. Now, can I just say something? Let me say this, right? So, you know, I was always an A.J. Brown supporter because you get lost in his talent. But I'm sitting there the other night, and I'm watching the game with my wife. And she said, because I'm sitting there puzzled, like, what's going on with this team? All these stuff is coming out. The offense is looking like they look. And she said, well, you could thank the bad apple. And I said, what you mean by that? Why would you say such a thing? She said, you could thank A.J. Brown. And I said, huh? She said, yeah, you could thank A.J. Brown. She said, just think about being a human being. When you're oblivious to something and somebody around you start complaining, then it brings more light to the thing that, you know, that's the person is complaining about.
Sure.
And other people start complaining. It's human nature. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself today, yeah, thank you, A.J. No, I'm serious. Because here's the thing, and I'm listening to Ike yesterday, and he's saying they got a chance to do something so great. She said to me he wasn't even appreciative of a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, guys would, you know, Hall of Famers.
Yes.
Would give up the numbers in a heartbeat to win one of those rings.
Yeah, you think Dan Marino doesn't want a ring?
That's what I'm saying. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, you know, Hurst is going to be Hurst. He's always been Jalen Hurst. You know what I'm saying? That's just who he is. You know what I mean? But, you know, for you to be as disgruntled, unhappy as you are, when you got that guy number 50, that's what she calls him, number 50 on the other end, that just came from Miami, Jalen Phillips, trade places with him. You know, he hit the lottery right now.
Right, yeah, he's happy.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah.
even look at Chuck last year, the way that Saquon looked reborn
right.
being here, or
Mekhi right.
Becton looked
yep.
reborn being here,
yep.
or Zach Bond looked reborn being here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, that, you know, N'Kobe Dean, everybody, I mean, those guys love being here. You know, and you are so unhappy. I tell you one thing right now. If they do not win a ring this year, A.J. Brown, you can pack your bags, dog. Because you single-handedly sabotaged this season when you could have handled this in a different way. In a different way, and right now I'm starting to be mindful of this. The different way is, you know, going about it the right way. And by the end of the year, if you're not thinking you're getting your numbers, win another ring, then you request a trade out. Let people speculate what you're going to do. I was looking for somebody to blame, and I was pointing the finger at Jalen Hurst, pointing the finger at Nick Sirianni, pointing the finger at other people, which they have something to blame in this situation with the offense. But the bad apple, you know, that's in the bunch of the apples, is number 11. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. He's not, you know, equally yoked with this team the way this defense is. You need to take cues from this defense, man. The way they communicate, the way they play for each other. And the way that they, you know, they go out there and they love playing for each other, and they are looking to win another ring,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only reason why I believe this team will have an opportunity to be in Santa Clara by the end of the year is because of defense. They're not going to stop striving to get to greatness. But if it was up to this offense, I would say at 8-2, they're going to fall apart. But I think the defense is good enough to keep us together. You know what I mean? And that's the only reason that's keeping me, you know, interested in this team right now. Because, I for the life of me, I don't know what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball, but I just know for a fact that, you know, if you're going to blame somebody and look at somebody, it's going to be number 11, man, because it could have been 1,000 different ways you could have handled this thing. And I'm just disappointed in A.J. Brown. I am. I'm very disappointed in him, you know, just being as immature as he was and handling this thing the way he is. Everybody should be locked in right
yeah.
now, right?
No, Chuck, I agree with you. That's why I'm letting you cook, bro. And quite frankly, think about it. If A.J. had went the other way with it, then maybe nobody is pointing a finger
yeah.
at anybody.
Yeah, it's
like,
tough. Yeah.
You, when you're a leader, you can influence people to do the wrong thing as well. Like,
exactly.
So, yeah.
And that's exactly what my wife was saying to me. She's saying, when somebody cannot even be complaining about something, not even thinking about something. Now you and Devontae's there. And
yeah.
now Devontae, like, oh, yeah, I could be getting more catches than what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. And now he's turning. You know, I'm not saying this is
no, happening. No, you're right. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, man, it could have been a better way you influenced those guys, and you could have just won one more out the door and said, you know what, this ain't the place for me. I'm not getting my numbers. People would have respected that more. Man, if we don't go to a Super Bowl, we got you to thank, brother. And I'm just saying, like, you know, you didn't have to do it this way, AJ. You did. You're too great of a player, too great of a talent to have done it this way, man. I'm very disappointed in him. But I do think that we do win our second ring because I do think that this defense is legit. And I think that everybody on the defense is going to be locked in. And I believe that it's not like 2023 because they had Sean Desai who had no business calling, you know, defensive plays. You got a guy like Vic Fangio and you got these studs on defense. I think they're going to keep us, you know, on the right path. But I tell you, man, we got some problems in the offense and the ball. And quite frankly, like Spike said yesterday, it's embarrassing, man, to be the gold standard and to be the face of the NFL and be talked about on ESPN for all the wrong reasons.
Yep.
All right, Chuck. Great call, Chuck.
Yep.
215-592-9494. We'll hear what Greg Cosell had to say about the offense. And I had one more thing on AJ right after Ike tells you about the great Surfside iced tea and vodka.
Football season is in full swing, and we're bringing you the tailgate must-have. I got to be honest with you. Sixers back on tonight.
Yes.
Usually have me one or two.
Oh, and there
I sit
you go.
There and watch the
and,
boys.
Wait a minute. They're on tomorrow night, too. Is that be two nights?
Could be.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they got Thursday night football.
Oh.
There's some Surfsides. You can handle them.
Bad couple days to be some Surfsides.
Listen, there's nothing more refreshing than an ice cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on the home team. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
You and Chuck touched on this with AJ. The most dangerous thing about the AJ stuff is that he is well liked.
Yes.
You know, it'd be different if it was a guy that was complaining.
That was aloof. That you couldn't influence other people.
Right. But AJ is well-liked.
Yes.
There, which is part of the reason that this has been tenable, but is also part of the reason why it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because when a guy with cachet, a captain, all those things is saying those things, it hits different than if it's a guy that nobody cares about.
Especially someone who is entrenched in the locker room.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when the other guy isn't necessarily entrenched in the locker room, he certainly has more influence locker room.
It's funny when you see AJ, because most of the time when we hear AJ talking, it's at his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you see him smiling off camera, joking with somebody in between. Jalen, we never see that. Now, most of the times when they talk to Jalen,
he's at the podium.
It's at the podium.
Yeah.
But you notice that about AJ. And I think he's smart. I'm not saying he's doing it disingenuously, but the fact that he is smiling, that he's pointing, that he's, you know, I'm not doing anything bad. So Greg Cosell was on the Inside the Birds podcast with Jeff Mosher. And, you know, Greg Cosell's a guy that watches the tape, so on and so forth.
A tapesman, as they say.
He is a tapesman.
Who's more of a tapesman, Mayock or Cosell?
Oh, no one's more of a tapesman than Mayock.
Although Greg does live with, man, he basically lives in NFL films.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah. Now, listen, I wouldn't go. I'm Mayock. I'm with you.
Yeah, I agree. I wonder if it's late enough in the season to worry about the offense for Mike. I'll ask him tomorrow when we have
him
on.
Here we go. We're doing so well. We're doing so well. And that's a step back.
Only if he's listening. That's a step back.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Howie or someone else will text him. Like last time.
Yeah. So Greg Cosell was on the Inside the Birds podcast with Jeff Mosher, and it was really right at the top of the pod that he started talking about the offense. Here's what he had to say.
I'm truly confused. I mean,
I'm with you.
There's I know people want to rip, you know, the coaching staff, and that's fine. But there's no way that Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo don't know route concepts and route combinations. There's no way that they don't know these things. My question is why? Why does this offense essentially look like a high school offense in the pass game with a quarterback that they're almost playing to protect? That's the way it looks on tape. You know, I'm not making a judgment about the talent of Jalen Hurts. You know, there's no judgment here. This is what the tape shows.
Right.
The tape shows a pass game that's very remedial and elementary in its concepts and combinations. And there's no way Nick Sirianni doesn't know these things. Nick Sirianni was in the league for quite a while before he even got to the Eagles with really, I mean, he was with Philip Rivers, okay? Mm-hmm. So he knows these things. You know, Kevin Petullo has been in the league long enough. He knows these things too. You know, mm-hmm. I talk to coaches in the offseason. You know, I've been to training camps. All these coaches know these things, believe me. So I'm truly more surprised and befuddled than anything else. That's the way I feel when I watch the Eagles offensive tape.
So he says that the tape looks like they're trying to protect the quarterback, mm-hmm. essentially, that they're calling things to almost prevent him from doing something that will hurt the team.
Good.
Which, well, yeah, to an extent, you have to give coaches credit.
Yeah, I mean,
it's hard to see it. This is where I keep getting back to is when, because everybody's a tape expert now. Now, I'm not talking about Greg Cosell here. I am not talking about, you know, Mayock, anybody. I'm talking about the people on, you know, the people who are criticizing the coaches and saying, well, but you're not doing this, 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 or this. And I end up back in the same place where Cosell is. I'm saying, well, of course, they know. You know, they know, and that gets back to the thing that is the core of all of this, is they're not able to run the ball because the offensive line hasn't been there. And if you're asking, and that is, when you talk about an on-field difference between Jalen and Josh Allen, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Josh Allen, they don't want him throwing the ball 35 times. That mm-hmm. that offense is a ball control offense, stay ahead of the stick, so on and so forth, and we'll just wear you down. However, like a year like this year, I don't think it's the greatest year Josh Allen's ever had, but the defense isn't good, and there have been three or four times this year where he's had to go Superman on him. And, like, you know, it was the Baltimore game earlier in the season. It was the Tampa game that just happened. And that is the difference, is, like, they are in a position this year where they can't run the ball, and they don't really have a quarterback who is it's in his skill set to do those things, and I feel like they're stuck. You know, yeah. to a certain extent, and you're right. They get the praise when they win, so they should get the blame when they lose. But mm-hmm. I think they are in a bit of a no win right now, in that I don't know that they can fix the running game thing.
Well, I did the whole carpenter is only as good as his tools.
Right.
Well, just make the head coach the carpenter.
The carpenter.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
And the players all are his yeah. tools. And yeah. this is what he's left with dealing with. I do believe there's some truth to that, and I've said it before. I do believe Jalen has limitations to his game. My only thing is that these aren't new limitations.
Right. Yeah.
That's my only thing. And you've brought up the running game, the ability. I don't know how they change that. I don't know how you get. You got to try to continue to get better at doing it. But a lot of it is that if we look at the offense over the last few years, particularly if you look at the years where they were successful. Last year, 2022, their running game has been legit. They stay ahead of the sticks, meaning they go from first and 10 to second and 6, second and 5, second and 4, third and 2, third and 1. That's how you can sustain drives. Remember, there was a time at some point last year where we complained about explosive plays.
Yes.
Because it was so methodical to move the ball down the field. They were able to overcome that because the offensive line was operating in the run game at the highest level of anyone in football last year, and that allowed Saquon Barkley to do what he did last year. Now, I give the offensive line a little bit of a pass because this isn't everybody's healthy and they just – playing like they're playing like trash. No, everybody's banged up.
Everybody's banged up, and they went through the same year that Saquon went through
yes.
last year in terms of playing.
Number of rushes, yeah. the games, and everything else, and maybe that's hurting us now.
Well, Jordan told us on Monday night that he feels it. That
yeah.
he feels it differently than he normally would. I
yeah.
suggested to him. Now, my idea for Jordan, I said, you guys should be bad one year so you don't have to play in the playoffs, and that way you'll feel better the next year. He didn't think it was a
yeah.
good idea.
Well, I'm glad he didn't think that was a good idea.
You know, I always compare things to basketball. I'll compare it to baseball and basketball here, mm-hmm. what the Eagles are trying to do with their offense, with the running game performing as if it was. So the Phillies are a team that is based around their starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
If their starting pitching wasn't performing the way that that they have based the team around,
yep.
then all of a sudden you can say that the offense needs to be better.
It's like, no, the offense is what it is.
The offense is what it is. You built this team around starting pitching. The same thing you saw with the Sixers last year, right? They're a team built around Joel Embiid. That's what it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid wasn't there.
It fell apart.
They couldn't do it.
Yes.
You can look at Tyrese Maxey and say, you're supposed to be this, or Nick Nurse, or Nurse specifically, you're supposed to be that. We can look at Topper and say, you're supposed to be this. Really, at the end of the day, every team is built a certain way.
Yeah.
And the Eagles have been built this entire Nick Sirianni run. Mm-hmm. Even the year, even 2021 was built on run the ball. And they haven't been able to run the ball this year.
I agree.
And it's not just the defense adjusting to them. I think it's some of that, but it's mostly the offensive line because of injury, because mm-hmm. of tired, or sometimes you just don't have a good year. You know, it's all of those things.
So I'll go back to Patrick Mahomes and Andy
mm-hmm.
frequently for a comparison. And I know Jalen isn't Patrick Mahomes, but there was a year or two there when they lost Tyreek Hill and the offense for Kansas City wasn't explosive, and the Chiefs had to methodically move the ball down the field 5-10 yards at a time. Patrick Mahomes dumping the ball off. I mean, their running back was Isaac Pacheco, so they weren't, it's not like they had a running game to lean on. What I'm saying is that Andy was able to come up with play designs where he can get short passes and get the ball into his playmakers' hands and let them sort of move the chains. And again, they weren't an explosive offense. They averaged 22, 23 points a game, but they only gave up 17 a game. And that's how they won. So I'm almost in the mode of, if this is how, now, where people will get frustrated is they'll say, well, give Patrick Mahomes A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Right, of course. Yes.
So I get that.
Which is fair, but Patrick Mahomes is better than Jalen Hurts.
Yes, and I get that. I'm just saying there is a way to be effective. You got to find a different way to do it. The 100 yards are the 100 yards. How you get them, how many plays it takes, right? That's what makes Andy a great coach. He's able to adjust. Yeah, sure, it's easy to just throw it down the field to somebody who runs a 4-2 and Tyreek Hill and let him score for you. But when you don't have him, now you got to find other ways to move the ball. When Travis Kelce is getting older, now you got to find other ways to move the ball. And I'm just saying we need to do a better job of dinking and dunking, moving the ball that way. But you know why we can't? Because we have an A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and they want their numbers. They want them to go to the ball. They want to go down the field with the ball.
Well, and also we saw, you know, they were dinking and dunking to A.J., and it didn't help us.
It
didn't do much of anything.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Oh, we have Broads next. Flyers and 50 with Broads. I have to be honest with you. I'm not really that locked in on the Flyers right this second. So everything that Broad says is going to be a surprise to me right now.
I tell you what, I need to get an update on my boy at Michigan State.
Oh, Porter Martone?
Martone is looking good.
Are we going to address...
Did they take down Penn State last night?
I think Michigan State is number one in the country.
Oh.
And a big basketball win.
Nobody wants to talk hockey with me, do they?
No. Just talk about your football team. Yeah. But also, we're going to address the F-bomb with them.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
You have that audio, right?
I have that audio. Also, okay. Our boss is busy at work. He's on the waiver wire picking up Tank Bigsby, but he's not in the office today.
Oh, so he's working?
Right. Yeah. He's still making fantasy football ads.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. He's added Tank Bigsby in that last segment.
Oh, he really did?
Yeah.
Oh. So he's doing fantasy, but not doing work today.
Where is he?
And why is he adding Tank Bigsby? Does he know something we don't know?
Yeah, what's he trying to get at?
Yeah, all right.
He just added Tank Bigsby.
He did.
All right. Flyers of 50 with Broads is next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Odyssey celebrates Thanksgiving. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.